Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to your Wednesday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you for checking us out, turning us on. You literally have so many options of things you could listen to. If you're listening live this morning, if you're checking out the podcast later on, whatever. Yeah, thank you for being here. This might be one of the hardest would you rathers ever. And I want you to think about this. We do this on Wednesdays where I give you two scenarios and I get it. They're both unfortunate and that's what makes this a challenge, right? Like you got to pick one of these and stick with it. And I know they both come with consequences. So you only get one of these songs to listen to for the rest of your life. Okay. No matter where you go, what you do, you only get one of these songs for every song opportunity. Like for example, you turn on the radio, it's this one song. If you are watching a movie and if it's a scary movie, this is the song. If it's a happy movie, this is the song.
Okay.
If you're getting married and walking down the aisle, this is the song. If you are, whatever the scenario is, if it's your baby's first steps, this is the song. Okay.
Okay.
So would you rather that song be the Macarena? Okay. Or would you rather that song be Mbop? For the rest of your life, you get one song for every moment. Like you know, it's just on repeat no matter where you go. And you can't say, well, we just never listen to music again. That's not an option. Like you, every commercial, like every on hold song, like, it's just forever. Yeah. It's either the Macarena or it's Umba for the rest of eternity.
I'll be honest, I actually don't enjoy either one of those songs, truly.
But
I feel like there's going to be a lot of more Mbop fans.
You think so?
Absolutely. People love that song, and that's fine. Like, I'm not going to, like, I know that's a lot of people's vibes, and, you know, Garage Boy loves that song.
He loves them.
He loves that song.
Wow, okay.
And, you know, I never want to block his shine. So, like, if he ever wants to listen to it, I'm never, like, turn it off. But in my mind, I'm like, you know? However, I feel like I can make that song work more than the Macarena because I can envision myself, like, having a nice walk on a sunny day to this song.
Every day. This is your
The Macarena would slowly chip away at my soul every time.
Charlotte, which one do you go? You only get one every song for the rest of your life. Which one are you going with?
I actually think I could tune out the Macarena.
That's the one I'm thinking
that
about.
Is true.
It's so like
that's
like
true.
Repetitive.
You could block it out easier. I feel
exactly.
Yeah, it almost like just I don't know. It has like this like wave sound effect.
Yeah,
to
it's
it.
Almost like hypnotic. Like yeah. I think I could let that fade into the background easier. So I'm going Macarena.
I think Charlotte makes a better point today
because.
Hanson, like, you almost want to sing along to it,
exactly.
Where Macarena, you could, like, this could be a noise machine.
This was the ultimate road trip betrayal, and it was done by my own husband, Garage Boy.
What happened?
I could not believe that this man did this to me. So we were driving to Virginia to go spend time with our family for my uncle's birthday and St. Patrick's Day weekend and all the things. And I had changed. We were actually going to meet them at my cousin's baseball game at his high school. And that was like a last minute change in our route heading over, right?
Yeah.
And so I pull up the location on my phone and attach it to our dashboard so he can look at the GPS. And it included toll roads.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point, from where we were 10 minutes away. Okay.
Yeah.
Like we're close.
Yeah.
But we had already been driving for at that point, like a couple of hours. And when I get in the car and I look at how much time it's going to take us to get to the next destination, if this is a long drive, I am mentally mapping out how long I think I can make it before having to pull over and go pee, because I have to pee a lot. If you're new to our show and you don't know that about me, I have pee anxiety.
Such a reoccurring
but issue. I always have to like pee a lot. Yeah. And it runs my life. Like I stop drinking liquid at a certain amount of time, so he's not pulling over. Like I am thinking about this from the minute I wake up. I have a whole schedule, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we had already stopped once, and when we got back in the car, I was like, okay, I think I can make it all the way through. But I had mapped out in my brain, and like just me and my bladder had already just
had an
awakening, and like almost just kind of like a goal in mind of like how far we could go. And I knew that I could like pee when I got to the school.
So 10 minutes, GPS said 10 minutes.
10 minutes, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. I'm mentally and emotionally and physically committed to this 10 minutes. My husband purposely takes a different turn to avoid the toll road. Automatically, all of a sudden, 25 minutes. 25 minutes is 30 minutes. That's a half hour longer to get to the destination.
He wasn't doing the tolls.
Than the 10. And it was like, when I saw him do that, it's like my body got hot.
Wait, hang on. Did he say I'm not doing the tolls?
No, he just did it.
He just did it.
He just turned. He just literally turned. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm not going to take the tolls. And I was like, wait, why would you literally make...
How much was the toll?
I don't know. But my whole thing is like, I felt like this was an attack against me.
Maryland toll or Virginia toll?
Virginia toll.
Okay.
But I was like, how? You know my issue. Like, why would you make this drive any longer
than it needs? That toll could have been $200. You wouldn't care.
Than it needs to be, right? And then get this. We get to the school. I am fighting for my life. Yeah. I have to pee so bad. I get out to the field area. The bathrooms outside are out of order. I then have to run inside of this high school. There are three massive events going on in the school. There's a basketball. There's two different basketball games. Like, the kids are selling something. There's kids everywhere. Yeah. There's concession stands everywhere. I don't know where the bathroom is. I like ask a girl, like, do you know where the bathroom is? And she's like, I don't know where it is. I'm running down these. I've never been to this school before. I'm running down the hallways trying to find this bathroom. And I finally made it, but I was like, oh my God.
I think there's two types of people in the world. And will you text us what type you are? Are you the no tolls at all costs kind of people? That's me, Jess. I'm not paying. I will drive 45 extra minutes not to pay a toll. I don't care if the toll's $3. I'm not paying it. All these Maryland tolls, you know, if you're driving up, I'm not paying. I'll drive all the way around. I don't care which way I got to go.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
but
garage.
Like, we were in the car for a while, and it was just like, you know me. Like, you know me. You know my situation. Like, why would you do that?
Jess, that
I literally
me,
told
it,
him, I was like, I have
$30?
Never, I said, I have never felt betrayed by you in our entire relationship.
Yeah.
And you betrayed me in that moment. I literally said that to him. Have y'all watched the viral 7-part series about Hailey Bieber's decade-long obsession with Selena Gomez?
What is this whole thing? She was trying to explain this, and
okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This thing is literally blowing up on TikTok right now. It's a known fact that at least like once a year, some sort of conversation involving Hailey, Justin, and Selena trends. And honestly, we're tired of it. We're over it. But unfortunately, this is next level and it's taking over TikTok. Okay. So if you haven't seen it, I'm going to tell you where you can watch it because a lot of people can't find the full video. The YouTube channel Internet Oddities posted an 18-minute documentary 6 months ago, and it recently got posted on TikTok, broken down into parts, about what they're calling Hailey's decade-long obsession and pursuit of Justin Bieber, basically leveraging her famous friends and dad's Hollywood connections to eventually begin a relationship with him, getting information from super fans to find out what hotels he was staying in to run into him, and there are screenshots provided. And Hailey basically mirroring Selena's every move, from outfits to matching tattoos to copying her interview responses and even branding between their beauty brands, with fans calling it stalking and it being an obsession,
yeah,
while others calling it manifestation. And if you're asking yourself, why are we even talking about this? Well, and also too, it's like, why would she be obsessed with Selena? Like, she married Justin. They just had a baby. Why is this even being brought up? Recently, Hailey allegedly was caught liking a video on TikTok that was making fun of Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. They recently did a cover and they did like a duo photo shoot and like celebrating their engagement, celebrating their new album. And this TikToker was like basically trashing them. And Hailey liked the video. And Hailey has denied that she didn't. But that's why fans are like, why are you, if you got everything you wanted, like, why are you still hating? So that's where like the obsession thing comes into play.
Right.
And if, so a lot of this information that is in this like documentary is very much known. I think it just looks really, really bad because no one has ever put it together in that kind of way, and having like dates and year stamps and even audio, like putting them right next to each other, even down to like the cooking show and like comparing both of their cooking shows, and even like the way it's put together is so,
I feel like,
uncomfortably similar. Yeah.
I feel like I heard something about this a couple years ago where she was like just some huge diehard Bieber fan.
Dana.
What was Dana?
Her name is Dana. So Dana is a self-proclaimed previously like Belieber super fan who ran one of the OG super fan accounts in New York City. And she would always know where Justin was. And so Hailey, when she was, I think she started following the account in 2011 and started getting like really, really buddy-buddy with a super fan. And there are screenshots of Hailey getting information from her to find out what hotel he was at to run into him.
Are you mad though? Like, isn't that, listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. That's how I want my future wife to be. If you're a huge Kramer fan, stalk me down. Go ahead. I mean, you could easily slide my DMs. Like, that's, isn't that like, it's not hard to get to me. Isn't that what we all want? Like, don't you want your next partner to kind of like be like low-key obsessed with you? I mean, what's the difference?
I have feelings about this.
Charlotte said no. I mean, that's what I would want. Like, what's the difference?
I just wish they, like, the pictures and the video footage don't help of like young Hailey Baldwin being in the background of a lot of these like situations where Justin is at. Like, it's stalking, right? I think what can be added to the conversation of Hailey comes from a wealthy family, so it wasn't out of norm for her father to like, yes, she was at these red carpets, like, yes, she was at these like elaborate luxury events and things like that. But I do think that it was on purpose. And for me personally, I do think that it is what it is. I feel like we can, if we want to call it manifestation, whatever. I do. If we want to be like Taylor Swift mastermind, like, come on, let's be real. Like, that's definitely what it is. My main focus, though, is the stuff with Selena Gomez. That's my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where the straight up mirroring of behavior,
yeah,
and then the things that she would do as far as like making fun of her online, still to this day liking, whether if we want to deny the recent liking video, okay, whatever, but that doesn't disregard all the other things that she would do to Selena online.
Yeah.
And then play the we're not pitted against each other card, or like women shouldn't be put against each other card, when like there are videos of you saying things about her, or like showing up unannounced to her album release party and like causing havoc in the restaurant. Like, there's footage of that. So that's where the issue is.
I see.
You know what I mean? And you say that now, but I really feel like that's actually not.
Y'all can be obsessed all y'all want. Y'all go ahead. Y'all go right ahead. Y'all can be obsessed with me all you want to. It's just fine. Y'all show up to events.
I don't know. Like, if you're Justin, and like he's been on record, like he did an interview with Demi Lovato when she was filling in for Ellen, and he like, you kind of see him like put the pieces together in his mind where he was like, wait, was this an arranged marriage? Like, is this kind of what happened? And you say that now, but I think if you're sitting there and you're seeing this footage and these side by sides, I feel like that would make anyone feel uncomfortable, to be honest.
It's a lot of weird coincidences for sure.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 1065.
Hey, in your head, be like, Mix 1065. 7:25. Really, if you want to play like 7:15, but like we play on the radio like 7:25. You want to be a contestant at 7:15. Play back at like 7:25. All right. Every day. This time. All right. For $1,000 in free gas. Today is caller number 10. Play along in your car. Who is this?
Mary Beth.
Mary
Landon
Beth.
What? And Gabby.
Wait, who?
Mary Beth, Landon, and Jeremy.
Gabby.
Gabby.
And Gabby.
Mary
what's
Beth.
Up? What's up, guys? How we doing?
Landon and Gabby.
Good.
Hey, good morning.
What's up? Wait, that's Landon. What's up, Landon? And Gabby. Where's Gabby? Where's Gabby at? What's up, Gabby?
Hi.
Morning.
What's up, everyone? How are we doing?
Morning.
Right. Y'all better get ready. Get your phones out. Let's do this. Landon. Mary Beth ain't playing no games this morning.
No. All right, y'all. Here we go. We had a winner yesterday. Let's go 2 for 2. I feel good about it. We got $1,000 in free dash and gas up for grabs. We go to Jess, explain the rules, and we're going. How are we doing, Jess?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Mary Beth, Landon, and Gabby, you guys ready to play?
Yes, we are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What type of shark is in Jaws?
Pass.
Question number two. When it's 7:47 in Baltimore, what time is it in Nashville?
6:47.
Correct. Question number three. What song by Fatboy Slim features the lyrics "Right About Now, the Funk Soul Brother, Check It Out Now, the Funk Soul Brother"?
Pass.
Question number four. How many B's are in the word bobble?
Three.
Correct. Question number five. What is the name of the musical about two Mormon missionaries?
Pass.
Question number six. Allen Iverson spent most of his career with the 76ers. Name one other team he played for.
Landon. Pass.
Question number seven. What is the force that pulls objects towards the Earth?
Gravity.
Correct.
Question number one. What type
that's
of shark?
That's 60 seconds right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's 60 seconds.
Oh, my God. I know,
it's really hard. It's really hard to go from playing in the car and then when you're on the line. So, you guys, it's hard. Yeah, it's okay.
I have two 15-year-olds that need to know some of these answers.
Okay. Damn it, 15-year-olds. No, where were you?
You guys, it's okay. Like, it is really hard to, like, type that fast, to Google that fast. It's okay, y'all. If anything, now, you guys just know for next time.
Yeah.
We'll go back to the ones you skipped, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, what type of shark is in Jaws?
Great white shark.
It's a great white.
Great white shark. There you go.
Okay, guys.
It's okay. No fighting, y'all. We love each other. It's okay. Question number three, what song by Fatboy Slim features the lyrics "Right About Now,
here, we'll
the Funk
it.
Soul Brother"?
Right About Now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check
That's it.
Out.
There it is.
Question number five, what is the name of the musical about two Mormon missionaries? The Book of Mormon. Yeah, that's the Book of Mormon. And then this last question. Allen Iverson spent most of his career with the 76ers. Name one team he played for.
And I got an athlete in the car who does not know the answer.
It's okay.
All right. The Nuggets, the Pistons.
We would have taken Nuggets, Pistons, or Grizzlies.
Yeah. It's all right. Sports question is kind of tough.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's
okay,
all right. Hey, it's
y'all.
All good.
It's okay.
It's good.
Nobody's fault. It's a team effort.
Nope.
You know, I feel like, was this the first time you guys got through?
Yes. We have been trying for months.
It's
okay. It's
okay.
Hey,
you guys are really good.
When the phone rang, we were like, oh my gosh.
You broke the seal is the good thing. So tomorrow you can call back. You know, we're going to try it all over again. Every day there's an equal chance to get in here. Brand new question. Maybe it'll go your way next time, you know. So thank you guys for calling. We'll try it all over again tomorrow with 7 new questions and $1,000 more, all right?
Thank you, guys. Yeah. We love you guys.
Love you guys, too, and make sure to head to Dash In and try their Spike Burger, a griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dash In.
Hello, my name is Theodore. I'm 11 years old, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. My joke is, what is the most famous battle in cooking history?
What is the most famous battle in cooking history? Okay.
It's time for kid jokes.
Damn.
That's hard.
Y'all gonna have us thinking this week. All right, we'll try. Welcome to Kid Jokes. You've never been here for this before. We do it every single Wednesday. What is Kid Jokes, Jessica?
Your kids take over our show, and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them, but it's tricky. It's a lot more difficult than you think it is.
If you've never called, if you're a funny kid, you've never called the Kid Joke hotline before, make this the week. Seriously. Give us your funniest joke. 855-KID-JOKE. Call that number. Tell us the joke. We try to solve it. Theodore, again, I'm sorry.
What is the most famous battle in cooking history?
What is the most famous battle? Oh, my God. This is going to be so smart. Some of these kids are so smart now, man.
Famous battle in what?
Most famous battle in cooking history.
Oh, my God. This is scary.
These kids, man, like we had those damn Flintstones vitamins, which were just sugar. I'm convinced there was
now
no
there's like now there's like those like celebrity kid chefs. Like, you know what I mean?
Those kids now, they be taking real ass vitamins.
The most difficult or the craziest battle in food history.
What is the most famous battle in cooking history?
In cooking history?
Man, I don't know.
What would that even?
Like,
my brain is so clouded right now with Gordon Ramsay of him being in Maryland, and so I'm automatically thinking about that right now.
Okay, let's go with Gordon Ramsay.
And didn't he have a show where like kids were cooking as well?
History.
That's all I'm thinking. Didn't he?
In history, it's a
Spaghettisburg.
The what?
Spaghettisburg.
Oh, okay, damn, that's good. Man. That was good. Historical and creative. So, that was good.
That's the best joke of the year.
We love
that. It's so intellectual. 855 kid joke. Man, that was good.
Hi, my name is Ricardo. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Perry Hall. My kid joke is, what did the bush say to the leaf?
What did the bush say to the leaf? I'm leafing. Leafing here, bro.
What did the bush say to the leaves?
Yeah, or leaf. Leaf out of here. Leaf out. Leaf. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Boy, bye.
No, leave me alone. Bye. Because, like, the leaf fell, and he said, leave me alone, I bet.
Leaf out of here.
Leaf out of here.
Leaf out of here.
Leaf out of here, because he fell out of there, yep.
Good job, Ricardo.
855-KID-JOKE.
Hi, my name's Charlie. I'm calling from Baltimore. I'm 9. My joke is, what do French people say on a roller coaster?
What do French people say on a roller coaster?
Oui.
Oui,
oui.
Wee wee.
Yeah, Carly.
There we go. We got one. I think it's the first one we've got all year, to be honest with you. 855 kid joke. If you get a funny kid with a joke, and we will try to solve that.
My name is Vivian, and I am from Street, Maryland. And my joke is, what did the cat say when it wanted to go outside?
What did the cat say when it wanted to go outside?
Meow.
Let me out.
Yeah, let me out.
Let me out, bro. Let me out. Let me out.
Let me out.
Let me
nice,
out.
Nice, Vivian.
Bro, we are on fire this week. 855-KID-JOKE. Come on. Give us your best work.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so first we got jeggings, and now we have sweatpant jeans.
I saw this.
Everyone is asking themselves if comfy fashion is going too far, or is this like the best trend ever? And also, would your boss even let you wear these things at work, right? So there is this emerging trend of people wearing sweatpant jeans. And if you haven't seen these yet, it's exactly what it sounds like. They are sweatpants, and they are made to look exactly like denim jeans on the outside. And they're already available in a bunch of styles. If you Google sweatpant jeans, you can find one in like a regular jean style. High waist, wide leg, low rise, torn and distressed, even skinny jean. And the prices are all over the map, but many of them are affordable because they are going to be closer to sweatpant prices than trendy jean prices. And someone posted a video on TikTok seeing them at Aerie at the mall. And on the outside, the fabric looks legit. Like, they look just like jeans, but they're sweats. And so everyone is just kind of asking themselves right now, are we taking comfy fashion too far?
I mean, I don't think so. Didn't we give up on fashion during COVID? Like, wasn't that a thing where we just said, we're not doing this anymore? Like, I thought we all collected. It wasn't like a conversation. But I think that we all just said, like, we're not actually going to wear real clothes anymore.
Yeah.
And none of us actually went back. Like, I went to dinner with a friend the other night, and she goes, like, she goes, don't you dare wear, like, a collared shirt. And I was like,
to you?
Yeah. I was like, do any of us actually wear real clothes? Like, does anyone have expectations of each other to wear real clothes anymore? I saw these.
And I sent you, I just emailed you the link to the TikTok video.
I saw this yesterday. I was like, I love this idea. I mean, does anyone though, and maybe it depends on the generation.
But you can dress these up. Okay. For these specifically, the ones that are on this TikTok.
Yeah.
If they look legit. Like, you can totally dress these up with, like, some heels if you wanted to or something, and, like, a little top.
This is going to be the official work uniform for the Kramer and Jess show. Are you kidding me?
I feel like we're very much team sweatpants jeans.
But here's the thing. Would my mother, and, like, I'm wondering, like, if you're somebody of the more experienced generation, okay, if you're, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. 80s, mm-hmm. listening to the show, like, I got to be honest. I'm sure you're listening to this being like kids these days. You know what I mean? There's no way.
But how would you know if they look legit? I mean, it was the same thing with jeggings. Like, if it looks like the actual material, you can dress them up. And like, why is, if they're comfy, they're comfy.
Let's try this.
And if they're cheaper than jeans, jeans are expensive.
Anybody listening right now over the age of 60 can call us. And Jess, describe these one more time, because obviously we can't show you the video. But describe these one more time and tell us if these sound
they're
like...
They're literally sweatpants. But on the outside, the fabric looks like it's denim. So they're called sweatpant jeans.
Does this sound like kids are being too lazy and lackadaisical with their fashion nowadays? Maybe we get just one person over the age of 60 to call us. Jess, who's on?
This is Teresa on one, working in Chestertown this morning.
Hi, Teresa. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
And we love you as well. Thank you for saying that. Teresa, do you mind if we ask your age, or is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I'll be 70 in 2 weeks.
How about that? Happy
birthday. Early
birthday. Yeah, love that. Teresa, how about that?
Thank you.
How about if we say sweatpant jeans, have the kids gone too far at this point, you think?
I don't think so. In fact, I love the idea.
You love it.
Amazing.
I do. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I am a professional. I dress up every day for work. And on the weekend, I look forward to being able to Sunday morning put my laundry in and put on my sweat. Mm-hmm.
She loves it.
And I can't do that if I have to go to the grocery store or whatever. I'm not one of those kind of people that I see people wearing pajamas and things to the grocery store, but I can't do that.
For you, this is almost like your way of still being comfy, but feeling like you feel okay enough to go to the store in these sweatpant jeans.
She still got it.
Exactly.
We got to get her a pair for her birthday. 70th birthday coming up. How about that? Happy birthday, by the way, and thank you for calling. Let's get a different opinion. This is Sherry in Baltimore. Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Sherry, your age, if you don't mind us asking?
That's okay. 63.
63 years old. We're talking about sweatpant jeans. We're trying to figure out, millennials are okay with them, but how about the upper generation? Are you okay with these?
I don't know. I'm cool with them. Like your previous caller, when I go to the grocery store, I want to wear sweats because they're comfortable, but yet they don't really look that great. So, and jeans are uncomfortable. Like tomorrow I'm traveling and I'm thinking, do I wear my leggings or do I wear jeans? But when I'm sitting on the plane, the jeans are uncomfortable. So these sound perfect.
I didn't even think about that. OMG. Are you kidding? I literally did not think about that. What if like you're on a trip and you're going somewhere and you don't want to look a mess and you just put on sweatpant jeans, whether you're getting out of the car or you're getting off a plane and you have
you
an
no
outfit.
You no longer have to choose. You have the best of both worlds with a... sweatpant jeans, man. We're really getting to the bottom of the barrel of fashion, though. Have you realized there's no, like, reasonably priced streaming services anymore?
Yes.
Like, remember when Netflix used to be $6 and there's one?
It's all gone.
And, like, that was...
And there's
a
plus and premium after everything now.
That's it.
Yeah.
And those are, like, $25. Isn't that crazy? Like, when did that happen? You're paying like $200 in streaming services.
The bundles, the YouTube TVs,
crazy.
The ESPN Plus.
And that's all got, if it's like even like near reasonably priced nowadays, it's got ads in it again. Like, how did this, like, when did this happen, man? Like, it just all creeped up on us. This is Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. This is going somewhere, by the way. This is not just doom and gloom.
Yeah.
I saw this on Reddit yesterday. It's talking. The question was like, what's like gradually disappeared over the last decade without us even really paying attention to it? And I was going through some of these answers and I'm like, damn, like there's so many things that we like didn't really pay attention to. Like, I realized that, like, the streaming services, like, you may have, like, noticed, but, like, if you really think about it, did any of us really pay attention to the fact that there's not a really reasonably priced streaming service out there anymore? It doesn't exist.
Anymore.
I'll go through some of these answers. Like, do you realize there's not a small independent hardware store anywhere anymore?
Yeah.
Like, there's...
It makes me sad because the most recent time, like, when I was at home... The one that was near our house is gone. And yeah. I mean, that had been there forever.
Right.
Like, forever.
We all did. We all have that local hardware store.
It's not there anymore. It makes me sad.
Doesn't exist anymore. Do you realize there's nowhere you can call anymore and have a live person answer the phone? Like,
it's
a business?
Rare. Let's say that's very, very rare.
Like, maybe like a small place, but like, there's not one damn company that you're going to call anymore. And they're just going to answer the phone. But hey, what's up? What's going on?
I spoke to a human yesterday for insurance.
And
so that was hopeful.
And they answered the first time, or you had to go through a tree?
I had to press a few buttons, but I talked to a human.
I'm talking about like first time ring.
Oh, first time ring? No. That definitely doesn't exist.
I think Chewy did that. I don't know if they still do it or not anymore, but Chewy, the pet service, used to do that. And it like freaked me out. They'd be like, hey, it's Chewy. And I like waited for like the options. They're like, hello. And I was like, this is a person? Like, this is crazy. We're talking about like things that have gradually disappeared over the last decade without people even really noticing. How about this? But this blew my mind. Coins on the sidewalk.
I didn't realize that. We never see change anymore. Ooh, that's deep. But we don't.
Think about how many times... You would just see pennies.
And why? Because just no one has it on them anymore, right? Because like we rarely carry cash.
You're not carrying it anymore.
Wait, that's so true.
You're not carrying change.
When was the last time?
Like seriously, as you're walking around, like think about old Kramer and Jess, and like you're not seeing change. If you are, like text us or DM us a picture of Kramer and Jess. Like you're just not seeing change on the ground.
No,
you might.
When Garage Boy and I were on our honeymoon last year in Italy, I literally was like running around scrambling to get some sort of like coin to throw into the fountain, like Lizzie McGuire, because I didn't have anything.
I'm gonna punch you right in the childhood. Are you ready for this one? Oh God. And as a parent, like I don't know if maybe you've realized this or not, but maybe not put the two together. Toys and cereal boxes.
Think
about that. Growing up.
Do we know that for sure? Because obviously I'm not getting cereal that would have a toy in
it. I can't think of it.
So I know that you aren't either. No. So is that an assumption that we're making? Hard cold facts that there are no more toys and cereals?
I'll be honest. When I'm sick for some reason, all I want is like a childhood cereal. Maybe it's a comfort thing. I don't know.
Okay.
I cannot think of the last time I opened up a kid's
there
cereal.
There's something inside.
Think about that. Disappeared. Nobody even really like paid attention to it,
That's
you know?
Sad. Sorry. This was actually kind of a downer. Sorry, y'all. Jeez. Didn't mean to do that to you.
Remember I said this wasn't going to be a downer and then it
definitely was? Definitely was a downer.
Things that have gradually disappeared over the last decade without us really paying attention to it. And wow. All right, we should have probably thought through that one a little bit better. All right. The show gets more positive, I promise.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
This week is St. Patrick's Day week, so we got a little treat for you here for To Bay or Not to Bay. By the way, if you're new to this, Jess, do you want to explain what's up with this?
It's a taste test segment that we've turned into what was just supposed to be a summer thing into a regular thing. And we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on, just to see if you can actually put it on anything. And the answer is you can't. But we have tried it with a lot of things that you would be surprised that actually work.
By summer, she means summer of 2020, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This is
Sorry.
Now spring of 2025.
Sorry.
So either we're not very creative or y'all like this. And I'm not, honestly, I'm not sure which one the truth is. So what are we going to do this week?
We'll have Charlotte introduce because this is actually thanks to her mom.
Shout out, mom. Shout out, Lynn. Love you. Aww. So my mom makes corned beef and cabbage every St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
For the fam, with like potatoes and carrots. So we have a little corned beef and cabbage
for St. Patrick's Day week.
Yeah.
So Jess has never had this before ever
I've
in her
never
life.
Had I, it
I've never
in
had it before,
my life and
ever.
I'm so honored to not only have it but like have it homemade.
Do you want to just try it and got it?
Okay, I have a question.
If
so there
like
is
this,
corned
like
beef and cabbage and carrot here.
Yes.
Do I put it all in one bite?
That's what I do. Okay. Get a tiny bit of everything.
Okay.
Full experience.
I've literally never had this before in my life, ever, ever, ever. I'm so excited.
Can we just have an honest conversation, though? Because, like, if you don't like it just in general, is it going to be offensive to Charlotte's mom, who I'm sure is listening right now? You know what I mean? Like, is she going to be offended, you think?
No, because she knows that, like, it's not even one of my favorite dishes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not offending Charlotte's
also,
mom.
I love that your family is so festive, and this is something that she does every holiday. That is so sweet.
All right, Jess's very first corned beef and cabbage before ever in life. She hates it.
I actually really like that.
You like
really?
It. She likes it. Yay. All right. Good start.
Is it kind of like savory and salty?
Yeah, definitely.
I really like that. Okay. This meat is super tender.
All right.
What is corned beef, actually?
I don't know what that is. Hold on. I don't know what it is.
Can somebody text what that is? Corned beef? I don't know what it is. Okay. If we add Old Bay to
the... This is so good.
Will it get better?
Salted beef. It's a salt-cured brisket or beef.
Okay, that's fire.
So that's why it's
That's my vibe, so I think that's why
You're not eating lunch right now, Jessica.
Sorry,
I'm really going to eat the whole thing.
It's actually really good, and I'm very, very
hungry. Jessica feels like she's on our lunch break right now. We're on the air.
I got lost in the sauce.
All right.
Also, I would like to say new Old Bay cans.
Whoa!
The one I had before.
What happened? Bro, we bought that Old Bay.
Y'all. That Old Bay, the original Old Bay can that we had been using literally is what we were using for the last 5 flipping years.
Yeah.
Last week, I went to go pour it. It was so old that like the wear and tear on the cap fell over.
That was an antique.
And all of the Old Bay fell out on that plate. It was all gone.
I wanted to bury you with that thing. Okay.
So this is new. Also, it was that bad that we were using the same Old Bay for the last
probably.
5 years?
Probably. That's probably what was wrong with
it. Okay, I'm sprinkling Old Bay.
All right,
on this homemade corned beef
and cabbage.
St. Patrick's Day meal, thanks to Charlotte's mom.
Here we go. Corned beef, cabbage, Old Bay. Better or worse?
That's really good.
It's good.
Wow.
Describe
I haven't had anything I've really loved in a really long time.
Yeah?
Tell me. I just feel like y'all have really been putting me through it the last couple of weeks.
Tell us.
First of all, the meat is so tender, and I love the cabbage with the carrot. And sprinkling this over adds like a little spice. Like it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it's already good, but it elevates it.
To bay or not to bay?
It's to bay, and I'm going to be finishing this now.
Woo!
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.